Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's one of the most respected BBC reporters in Middle Eastern coverage history. And I'm going to get him back on the next month to talk about his friendship with the founder of Israel and more. I mean, he really is a Middle Eastern journalistic icon for his coverage of that, very respected. And the fact that in the weeks after 9/11, he talked to top engineers, they did an internal study, just like Underwriting Laboratories did, and found out it was a controlled demolition, and then they fired their engineer who went public with it. Alan Hart has been on the show with us in the last hour, and we are going to have him back up. But we can't afford to let 9/11 become 45 years old like Kennedy. We can't allow another 9/11. And there's no doubt they've used it to set up this police state domestically to attack the world. This is the excuse for the authoritarian system. And if you look at the czars 100 years ago, they'd bomb a building, round up a few thousand dissidents. In closing, I think the 9/11 fraud has unraveled. The polls show that the system is angry that they can't use false flags anymore. It even came out in mainstream London Guardian last month that a U.S. CIA agent did run the Mumbai attacks. I mean, it came out in the Washington Post. The CIA is putting out fake bin Laden videos. It's now coming out that the CIA is growing the opium in Afghanistan. But I've seen a shift in their tactic, Mr. Hart, to now just kind of throwing it in our face, hoping we just become acclimated. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, one of the things that really makes me angry is that all of our leaders, they treat us with absolute contempt. They think that we're idiots. And they, you know, they just don't think we can add up the dots and see how the pieces fit. But there's an old mafia saying, Alex, that I like. Don't get angry, get even. I think that's a good message to the people of America and the people of Western Europe. For God's sake, become informed and start to participate in the political process to make your democracy work. Otherwise, we are all going to end up in Orwellian-type police states.
Well, that's right. I mean, they want us to know they're corrupt and bad and that there's no hope. But there is hope because now Zbigniew Brzezinski said last week, I don't know if you saw this, he said for the first time the entire world is awakening to our agenda for world government, and we're in trouble. And the CFR people did not look confident.
No, well, Brzezinski really did say that, did he?
Yeah, I mean, he said it in about a six-minute clip, but basically, yes, he said that.
Right. So, I think we've got a year or two as citizens of the Western world to become engaged or not, because I think we're running out of time before we have this complete system takeover.
You know what, sir? Talk about your view, and I may even keep you a few minutes more. I know Bob Chapman won't mind. We've got to go to break, but I'll probably keep you five more minutes if you can. But start getting into how you – you talked about the former British Prime Minister telling you that he was concerned about a total police state.
When we come back, yeah?
Absolutely, but we've got about a minute. Get started.
Okay. Well, no, let's remind your viewers, Ted Heath was a British Prime Minister. In other words, he knew exactly what was going on behind closed doors. And he feared, after he left office, that Britain would become the first police state. And I can see it in my country as well as your own. All the monitoring that's going on, all the cameras, all the tapping of telephones. I tell you, Alex, when I get up in the morning and I, the first time I make a telephone call, I normally say into the telephone, good morning, 5, good morning, 6, our two agencies, good morning, CIA, good morning, Mossad, and bugger the lot of you.
So do I. No, I do that.
Yeah. No, but it's fundamentally, Alex, a question of human nature, you know, and this is the big test. Can we address that in the last couple of minutes after
yes,
the break?
Yes, we'll do that and then get Bob Chapman's take on a host of issues straight ahead. Our guest, we'll have a few more minutes left, and then Bob Chapman coming up, ladies and gentlemen. AlanHart.net is his website. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, finishing up with Alan Hart, dealing with 9/11 and who stood to gain, who was involved. We're finishing up our discussion with him, and then Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com is going to be joining us. You were talking about the former British Prime Minister who you were having dinner with many years ago, and this was back in the 70s then, because that's when he was Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And you know, he said, I'm afraid of a police state. And then we saw that modern police state grow in England, and now that exact system that's been beta tested there is going in worldwide. We learn Google is really an NSA front. They're spying on everything. They've got predictive programming systems that they call basically crystal balls, where they can basically predict the future of what masses of people are going to do. We have the elite playing God with a high-tech Orwellian panopticon. Your closing comments on that.
Alex, I think the single most important question, and it's very germane to everything we've been talking about, is what is the real quality of human nature? Now, we all know there are two views. The pessimistic view says we human individuals are on balance inherently, unchangeably short-sighted, selfish, and stupid. Now, that's the view of politicians because they need it to be that view. It's the view of the mainstream media. It's the view of corporate bankers especially. But there is another view. The other view is that put into words by my favorite philosopher, who happens to be an American, John Dewey. Are you familiar with his work, Alex?
Sure. Tell folks his quote.
Well, John Dewey wrote sometime in the 1920s, 30s. Now, incidentally, I had this view myself before I knew it was his. He said, We must unlearn what we have been taught about the unchangeability of human nature. In other words, Alex, what he was saying is we have been conditioned to be short-sighted, selfish, and stupid. It follows that we could be reconditioned by education to be something else. That's my point, and I believe that's the key to everything.
And we are educating and informing here today. Well, it's also, who do you build up as an idol? Inventors, trailblazers, scientists, people who make self-sacrifice, or movie stars, Lindsay Lohan, what's the new drug she's on? So they've taken the weaker elements of humanity and focused on it in a feedback loop by design in their own documents to debase society. The Romans, 2,000 years ago, were doing this, and as they got more decadent, the more games, the more bread and circus, the more dehumanization. So, I mean, you read Edward Bernays, you read Joseph Goebbels, this is stuff 50, 60, 70 years ago, and you can see it all in play today. But that development of where I'll be reading a British psychological war manual from the 60s, declassified in the 90s, and I would have already thought everything in there about human nature and how they manipulate us. I've already seen the programming, reverse engineered it, and then to read them laying out how they do it, and all the different layers of like an art form of different types of propaganda and brainwashing all integrated in together, it is devastating the average person who was never brought up to even be on the lookout for this. But the good news is, it was 5% that established our republic. It was less than 5% that got the Magna Carta in England. It's always been a highly motivated group of people that have great movements for good and small groups that have great movements for bad. So we know that if we who are awake and informed and truly care do not stop and take action, history will be ours. Or we can turn it over to the control freaks who want to turn us into a bunch of mindless animals so we can be more easily managed. And to me, that is a great crime against humanity, because I'm a fan of man. I'm a fan of our society. I'm a fan of where we can go. I realize life is but a flash, but the species can go on forever. And I'm in love with humanity and the great beauty it creates. And so I hate the desecration of our species, the vandalism of humanity by the controlling oligarchy, and it is my sworn duty to resist them, and I really appreciate you joining us, Mr. Hart.
Alex, can I give you a one-sentence wrap-up?
Sure.
I think modern life is a dehumanizing process, and to echo what you've just said, I think the name of the game is that we have got to claim back our humanity.
Well, that's what Thomas Jefferson talked about. He was worried 230 years ago about people moving into the cities, because he said they will lose touch with what it is to be a human. And again, we've now seen that. I see it with my own children. You know, I'm not teaching them how to repair things, how to fix things. I know less than my dad knew. He knows less than his father knew. And who was the philosopher that said, and I want you to close commenting on this. I look forward to having you back on. We appreciate your time. That adversity, makes wonderful, powerful, dynamic people, and decadence, you know, lots of largesse and makes monsters. I mean, I butcher the quote, but adversity, makes men. Decadence makes monsters, but I think that's, we're in this process, but it's the first time in history we have a scientific elite that other dictators and people have instinctively understood manipulation. These guys have grafted all out and compartmentalized it all, and they brag about it, and it's so cold-blooded.
Well, I can tell you, Alex, in another sentence about adversity. 8 years ago, I had a stroke. It left me speechless and it paralyzed all my limbs. But I was told by my consultants to apply my mind and make my neurons in my brain form new connections. You can triumph. You can come out of adversity even stronger.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for coming on today, and it's good to have you, as you said, being part of this growing society of truth. God bless you.
Look forward to doing some more, Alex. Take care.
Take care. Appreciate him spending time with us. Bob Chapman, again, I apologize for having you hold a few minutes, but I know you've told me you don't mind when we have a guest on like that. For those that want to read the article, it says, top construction firm WTC destroyed by controlled demolition. A top former BBC reporter saying day one, they knew it was an inside job. Bob Chapman, what do you make of that?
I hadn't heard that. Did it just come out?
Yeah, it just came out.
No, I don't have any comment because I haven't read into it at all.
What about
but
the
I
overall?
What I would like to say is that was a wonderful guest, and I hope you have him on again soon. He understands what it's all about.
I just found the Victor Hugo quote, a French philosopher, adversity makes men and prosperity makes monsters. And that's absolutely true. But also, there's another Victor Hugo quote I really love, and that is, there is no army that can stop an idea whose time has come. Bob Chapman.
And that's for sure. And that was right around the French Revolution, I'm sure. And when I lived in Geneva, when I was going to the Université de Genève, I lived in Jean-Jacques Rousseau's old house, we'll call it. And he was in the same time period. But, you know, the verity of life is the same as it was long ago. Mankind hasn't changed that much. It's just the instruments which those who are in power and want to remain in power use against mankind to harness them to do the things that they want them to do.
You're absolutely right. There's so much going on, so much to talk about. But let's get into the economy first. I mean, Bob, every time you come on, I hate to say the same thing, but you were right about everything that's unfolded. The banks have used the global crisis they publicly created to get even more power and to take over other sectors of the economy. What do you think is going to happen with the euro now? What's going on with the dollar? Where do you see gold going?
Well, first of all, your reference to is the big new Brzezinski was correct, and it was at the Council on Foreign Relations meeting in Montreal about 2 weeks ago when he said what you had quoted him as saying, in essence. And we discussed this last week, I believe. And the bottom line is we got them running. And they're not just concerned. They're terrified. And I think that's great. And we're getting a greater and greater reach all the time. You and I have both been on radio and television in Europe. And we keep on getting invited back because obviously there's a great interest there. And so that is also, I think, in part because we're outside the box. We tell the truth. And people are looking for that because they're not getting it from their leadership in Europe for the most part. And so I think that the people behind government, the great powers, I think that they have decided that the euro and the European Union is not going to work or not going to fit for them. And I think they're going to do something else. And the first thing they're going to do is nationalize banking both in the United States as well as in Europe. And they'll probably do it country by country. How long will it take for the euro to go down? It's hard to say. If I had to guess, I'd probably say a year and a half, 2 years, maybe sooner. It all depends on how nasty things got. The Fed is now holding up the banks in Europe. They're all broke, just like the American banks. And they're clearing out their toxic waste, which is the collateralized debt obligations. They're buying the bonds that others are holding that were issued by Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy will be next. In fact, Italy's rollover of debt this year and next year is preposterous. I saw the numbers this morning. They're double to three times what the other nations are.
All right, Bob, stay there. Let's come right back with that. Because I remember you 2 years ago with the bailout, you said by mid-2010, that's going to run out. Then we'll find out we're even in worse shape. And then in the next year after that, We'll find out. We're in a full-bore depression. We'll see if you still agree with your previous forecast. It's all coming true. We'll be right back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com are the key sites, ladies and gentlemen. You're also welcome to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and comment in the different articles and have debates and discussions. We have the PrisonPlanet.com forum as well. All right, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, you got cut off by the break there. But, I mean, I just go back to almost 2 years ago. You described the bailouts that were coming in the next few months. You said within a year and a half that will run out. They will lie and say the economy is getting better. By design, they're imploding it. Then you'll see other currencies go down. So continue from here, not just what's going to happen in Europe, but are they going to have one of these controlled implosions one of these geldings, one of these shearings in Asia? And then what's the next round in the United States?
Well, I think the next round in the United States is before the election. I think the market will go down further. And I think that the gold and silver will go higher. And I think there's a possibility of warfare in the Middle East. I think there's a chance for other false flag operations. I think, but the most important thing that could happen, and probably will, is that there will be a flood of banks going under and banks being merged into other banks. And I think it'll pick up velocity in the coming year. And I know that it's the goal of the Federal Reserve, which is the tyrannical money monopoly that runs our country, to just have a handful of banks and nationalize them. And this is their goal. This is where they're headed for. And that's going to affect America. Europe is already under effect.
And that's the game plan. And with unfunded mandates, they bankrupt the states and the national governments. And then we all go into hock to the four or five global megabanks, which openly have announced a world government run by them.
Exactly. And that's what they're looking for. And, of course, the big new, being, you know, very sharp, he envisions real trouble. And he wouldn't come out and say what he had. He doesn't throw statements around like Kissinger does. He's very, very incisively thoughtful. And they're scared to death. We are reaching the masses.
Well, you heard me then. Do you think do you think I paraphrased it? Because I was trying to paraphrase 6 minutes. What he basically said to the CFR, and I saw their faces, was for the first time in world history, everybody's awake to the real power structure, and our world government is in trouble because it's all fractured, because once people are aware of what we're doing, there's no way to hold it together, even with our nuclear weapons.
And that's why we got to keep on pounding them and pounding them and pounding them until we have them pounded into oblivion. And we want to do that through the system. We don't want to have to change things by violence. We don't want wars, although we'll probably get them whether we like them or not. It's a way to escape for these people, or at least they think so. One of the dreadful things that I encounter as a journalist is that there's so many people out there who write who don't understand the history of these people. They don't know the underlying problem. And they believe the government statistics. They believe the things that these people in power say. And you can't do that. You have to figure out where they're coming from and where they're going. And you have to back into everything all the time. But that's the way you're going to stop them. Because when you can tell people, look, this is what I think is going to happen by the end of the year. It happens, you get credibility, and then they start believing that there are people who cooperate together and have for centuries to control mankind. They're going to start believing you. And this is a position that we're in, Alex. You and I and a handful of people, and we got to keep on banging away until we can't anymore.
Well, that's the issue, is that not only has everything we've talked about come true because we were reading the globalist own handbooks and reading foreign affairs, and I mean, they always thought that we weren't paying attention to them before, so they were communicating with each other because they had such disdain for us, really in plain view. But now, because we've revealed them, they're admitting world government, they're admitting they engineered everything, but they're coming out and saying, yeah, we grow the opium. Yeah, those Bin Laden videos were fake. In the Washington Post, on Fox. And I've studied their psychological warfare. I think they're trying to titrate the dose. For those that don't know, you know, how do you get immune to a cobra bite? They slowly give you more and more of it until you have an immunity to it or a tolerance. It's like whiskey. You know, the first time you drink whiskey, it burns the hell out of you and tastes horrible. But 5 years later, you can drink a whole bottle and enjoy it, and you've got a tolerance. So they're trying to build our tolerance up with, yeah, we killed the same Al-Qaeda leader 14 times and never retracted the last time. Yeah, we're bringing the drugs in. Yeah, we're putting out fake Al-Qaeda videos. Yeah, like Fox News. Yeah, they were talking about blowing up 7, but maybe maybe it's good we blew it up. Maybe we didn't. Maybe we did. What are you going to do about it, huh? Stay there, Bob. I want to get your take on that and the economy a lot more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Back to Bob Chapman here in a moment and blitz through some news with him, get his take on it, what's happening militarily, the police state, and a lot more. But before I go back to Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com, I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is a Cola Blue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right out of the air you breathe? Now, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, a Cola Blue, the Cola Blue 28, and the brand new a Cola Blue 30, machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use and will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water once generated is passed through a 7, or in some units, 12-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filter techniques. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. The best drinking water out there from the air. ColaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And one other great sponsor. By the way, Made in America, there's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. I guarantee you're going to love the way they fit. They sew a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset. Gusset's got it, others don't. I mean, it's Made in America. Great blue jeans, a lot of other great products. Check it out. Gusset Clothing, G-U-S-S-E-T, GussetClothing.com. Gusset Clothing or 888-8-GUSSET. That's 888-8-GUSSET. Made in America. And you got to love it, folks. Okay, Bob, you got cut off by the break there. You know, it's almost like being tied to railroad tracks. We know the banks engaged in it premeditatedly. Everything we talked about years ago was now mainstream news, but they don't get in trouble. I was talking about how they're just throwing everything in our face now. I mean, I'm even shocked by the spy reporter for the Washington Post, you know, coming out and saying, yeah, the government makes fake Al-Qaeda tapes. It's for your own good. And then they act like it's a joke and fun. Or, yeah, we're growing the opium. Why do you think they're doing this, Bob?
Well, I think because just what Mr. Hart said in the previous conversation, they arrogantly think we're stupid. They think we can't understand nor can we do anything about what they're doing. And so the manifestation is that they continue to become more brazen in saying, we are your masters. And that's their attitude, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're full of power. But I think Mr. Brzezinski is trying to bring them back down to earth, so to speak, by telling them, look, we got a terrible problem out here. Everybody knows what we're doing. Maybe not everybody, but too many people.
Well, his quote was, for the first time in human history, all of the world is politically awake to our agenda. I mean, and that's a big deal. And I noticed the CFR people weren't doing their usual arrogant, you know, looks. They look concerned. But let's hope that they don't listen to Brzezinski and continue the hubris, because an enemy that is aware that we're waking up is a lot more dangerous.
Absolutely. And if we don't tell them that we know what they're doing until the right time, if we don't tell them we know what you are doing until the right time, then they're wandering around in the wilderness because they still think that they can do anything that they want. Hence, yes, we're growing the poppies there in Afghanistan, and all the guys that call in on and email in on my programs with the military. Yeah, I was guarding the poppies last night. There's hundreds of them. And so we know what's happening. So I guess they're saying, well, we may as well throw it in their face.
Oh, boy, I tell you. I guess if they stole $28 trillion and counting, if they're openly on the news talking about poisoning the water to sterilize us, which they're already doing, but now they're announcing it, I think it's more than just arrogance. I think they're psychologically just conditioning us to accept even bigger horrors in the future. Bob Chapman, what will the unfolding depression look like here? I guess when 80 million are on food stamps, not just 40 million, they'll tell us we have a 5% unemployment or something. I mean, how long do they think that'll hold? Because I don't think their police state's going to work, even with a dumbed down population. When they're taking everybody's houses and taking people's homes for $300 water bills and $1.50 toll road bills, I just don't think it's going to fly.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bubbas out there, and they're just sitting and waiting to see what they're going to do. And it isn't going to fly. It's just that it would be much nicer that in order to achieve what we want, in order to be able to do that through the system. And that's why next November is so important, to kick them all out with minor exception. And we seem to be headed in that direction. I hope it continues vis-a-vis the primaries and what's happened.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You've got Rand Paul winning by 30-plus points and still 20 points ahead in all the major polls. Soros put out a fake poll saying he's about to lose, just their own polling agency, completely fake. You've got the first Republican in 20 years elected in Hawaii to the House. You've got every incumbent, whether it's Utah or Colorado, both parties, a specter, they're all gone. And Ron Paul agreed 2 days ago on the show, this is not a realignment where it's one party or the other. This is a realignment against the entire power structure, and it's happening in Iceland, in Greece, in England, in Germany. But the elite doesn't care. They keep ramming forward. What's their race in the hole? So let's speak about the realignment, and then why do you think they're still so arrogant?
I don't think they have an ace in the hole. I think they're bluffing, and we're going to call their bluff. And all of those trillions of dollars that they're accumulating, we're going to remove them from them somewhere along the way. If they think they're going to keep them, they're crazy. They're not going to win. They don't have an ace in a hole. Sure, they're going to do the things that we expect them to do, which every, we'll call it rotten government, knows the control it had done for the last 2,000 years. This is nothing new. You brought out the fact earlier in the program of the Romans, the bread circuses and gladiators, and let's just keep them dumb and keep them happy, and we can continue in power. And so this is what they think they're going to get away with, but they're dealing with a different group of people throughout the world today who are not going to take it anymore. They know what's going on, enough of them, and a lot more will know before we get there. And so I think they've made a terrible mistake, and I think Zbigniew Brzezinski is realizing that, and most of them are not.
Well, that's the issue. I'm glad you keep bringing up Brzezinski, but we should probably play that again next hour for the folks that haven't heard it. At a CFR meeting, I mean, he's one of the top living globalists. Kissinger's kind of floating off. This is the main foreign advisor, geopolitical analyst for Obama. He's one of the most respected New World Order ringwraiths, and they are, really respect what he has to say. And here he is basically saying what we say every Friday, Bob, that this is the first time that the whole world has woken up to the fact that politicians are puppets. There's a banking elite. And that's basically what Ron Paul said 2 days ago here. So this is a big deal to have one of the top enemy generals admit we're blowing the hell out of them.
I've been waiting for this for 50 years, and I'm just unhappy that Gary Allen and Alan Stang and Eustace Mullins aren't around to see it. And there's still Edward Griffith and myself and Anthony Hilder. But we worked towards this for a long, long time, and it's coming to fruition, and it just shows if you believe in something, don't ever compromise and don't ever give up.
Yeah, that's why we had Miss Oklahoma on, who was ahead in all the previous rounds, but wouldn't be against states' rights in Arizona, so they took it away from her. And she feels good about not being Miss USA and all the millions of dollars that come with that in endorsements, because she told the truth. And you really have to honor that there she was, and she said, you know, she gave the unpolitically correct answer.
And that's wonderful. And that's what America's all about. And that's what humanity's all about. And, you know, again, I refer to your previous guest, Mr. Hart. He had it all together. He understands. And he's trying to impart it to everybody. And I think that's wonderful.
Well, he also made the point about a love-hate relationship with Americans. And I have that as an American. I mean, I've studied a lot of other cultures, societies, been around the world, not as much as you, Bob, and the American people are the most dumbed-down, decadent, slob-like creatures on average. But we're also, if you can actually get them educated, some of the most, you know, intelligent, hardworking, hard-charging, non-compromising, idealistic people. Well, that's why they put the fluoride in the water. That's why they started TV here. That's why we're under so much brainwashing, is because the system knows that. We're under the greatest assault.
Because we have the greatest potentiality, and Europe as well. And, you know, years ago I said they're going to take Europe and the United States down. And, you know, I wrote about this in 1967. I said the only way they can implement world government is to bring us to our knees so we'll be forced to accept it. And I even at that time talked about what we call today free trade globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. It was one of the ways that they could decimate American and European industry. And so they did it. Not because I said it, because I figured out what they were doing. But very few people did.
And now we know that's their Bible, and they admit it. And they also lied to the third world and said, global government's going to be good. We're going to rob the West, who's been exploiting you, when it was the same globalists that have been exploiting them, not the West. They've just been using us as pirate bases. And, oh, the Copenhagen Treaty, we're going to put big taxes on the rich people of the Europe and the U.S., England, Canada, Australia, and we're going to give the money to you. And then they got the treaty. It was right at double taxes on them in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, what it is on us. It was designed to really lower them even further and then lower us down further. It's not, you know, the standard liberal, neo-colonial, neoliberal statement of, well, we're going to raise the poor and lower the West so it's fair. Uh-uh. It's everybody going down. Bob Chapman.
That's right. Destroy them all. Make them accept us as their masters. And then we can implement anything they want. Well, they get discovered in the process. And I think one of the reasons why is that they should have moved years ago. They had a much better opportunity in the late 60s and during the 70s, and they didn't use it. I thought perhaps they might, after the housing and stock market fall in the late 1980s, they had the perfect opportunity to go one way or the other, and they went the wrong way again.
Well, and they didn't have enough traitors in government at that time.
That's probably true, and I can hark back to that. But I think it was their greed more than anything else. They wanted to have more chips than the next CFR member. And, you know, among people who make lots of money, which I did at one time, it's not the money anymore. It doesn't mean anything. It's the game and who wins. And I think part of that enters into their psyche. A good example of that is Morris Greenberg, who was given AIG on a platter via the OSS, which he worked for during the Second World War. And it became a way station for the CIA, among other things. And there were other players involved I won't go into, like Nicholas Deak. But the point is that there are people who are in that group who play that game, and they can't help themselves.
And they have a complete disdain and disgust for anyone who's independent, because they're not just going to implode the states and the city economies and county economies to bring us under their control. This is all designed. The more things go bankrupt, the more unfunded mandates, the more government programs, the more environmental rules to shut down what jobs we've got, while China has zero and then only moves it there faster. It's not just that. They admit, and they always do this, they're going to use the giant hordes of dumbed down people who have no jobs and no future to go vote to take the little bit of money the middle class has got. When the elite doesn't spend money with the public, it's the middle class that is the real economy, and the middle class is almost gone, and they're going to slit the throat of that. And it's just, you know, Bob, you talk like we've won. I think we're in the fight. I mean, why are you so confident now? I mean, what, you've looked at the breaks, you've looked at the different angles, and you don't see them pulling this off? Because I agree, they don't have a sure ace in the hole. They don't have a roll flush up their sleeve, a royal flush, but they can start stage nuke attacks. They can start World War III with Iran. They can claim North Korea did something and start something. These people have got biological weapons they admit they have, where they fly over a city, spray you with a virus, and you're literally a retarded zombie the next day. I mean, and they're admitting they want to release it. Bill Gates does. And they're out in the open. Just like, so, I mean, I'm not trying to scare folks. I just want them to realize that these people aren't, there's a reason they're so arrogant. I just don't want to be overconfident. I'm not saying you're being overconfident. Give me your take on that.
I just believe we've got them by the tail. They just never expected this outcome that's really happened in the last 5 to 10 years. And I don't think they thought we could do it. I don't think that we have the dynamics to do it. And even with all those evil weapons and things that they can do, they can't really protect themselves. If somebody wants to do away with somebody, it's easy. It is. It's very easy. You may get caught. You may get killed. But the person that you're going to do away with is going to be done away with. And that is a big hole in their defensive mechanism.
Well, that's what,
and,
that's
and
what Nick Rock...
If they've got people who are perhaps 30 to 50% unemployment, there's going to be a lot of people out there who have nothing to live for, and they're going to go after those people. And they know that, but they somehow think there's an immunity there, and it's not there.
Well, let me expand on that. I want to come back and discuss this more with you, Bob, because you have hit the nail on the proverbial head there. That's what Nick Rockefeller told Aaron Russo, and that's what I've read in their own writings. They want the tracker chip, face scan, biometric control system so they can get away with robbing us. But that's not what history shows. The more they try to make it impossible to reach them, then people, almost at a spiritual level, will do whatever it takes to get to them. It's almost like by them trying to build this, they've shown their hand, and they're not invincible. You can kill anybody. So let's talk about that when we come back. I mean, you know, all this high-tech crap isn't going to protect them.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
I'm going to see if Bob Chapman will stay 15, 20 minutes with us into the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the eugenics operation. Where the globalists are going if they succeed. Why they're so arrogant. Because Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have announced this new nanotech operation. vaccine they just spray on you. Bill Gates, the public doesn't trust vaccines, so we're going to have it in the food and in the air. And these little mosquitoes here, he actually did this on TV, we've got them engineered to deliver the vaccine, and whether you like it or not, yeah, mixing with the DNA and RNA of the mosquito. That's a really wonderful idea with the other viruses that have RNA inside of it. So, again, there's this throwing it in the face. Now, I guess they did air it, because Nightline's been here, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, HBO, I mean, so this is a promo, and it's coming out when? June 16th, but we've got the promo, the article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Rise of the New Right, MSNBC documentary cites Alex Jones and Rand Paul as extremist, and just everywhere, we're the big enemies. What do you make of this desperate attack on Rand Paul and Rachel Maddow putting out a fake transcript where he says he's against the Civil Rights Act, which he never said?
I think it's part of trying to fight back. They did that with Glenn Beck and Fox, and it didn't work. In fact, somebody said to me this week that Mr. Beck's ratings had fallen 50%. I don't know whether that was on radio or television. It was probably on radio. And I don't know why. But people are discovering that he isn't what he seems to be. And it's the same kind of thing, using this false propaganda. And they shouldn't do it. I shouldn't give them any advice because I don't want to help them. But they shouldn't do it because they're going to get caught. Communications are too good today. I mean, things happen, and 15 minutes later, they're all over the world, and everybody knows about it. And because of the Internet and because of talk radio, they know the truth. And so that's why the insiders are doing what they're doing. They're desperate. I mean, just stop and think for a minute. What a dumb thing to do with Rand Paul. I mean, he's got all the time in the world between now and November to reverse what they had to say about him and expose the lie. Well, it didn't take very long to do that, but it's dumb that they did it in the first place. And so when people do dumb things, it's being forced into it.
Well, that's in my stack. I haven't gotten to that yet, but we'll cover it next hour. Rasmussen, which is one of the most respected, and other scientific polls show Rand has even gotten a bigger than 20-point lead all of a sudden. He's gained a few extra points with the demonization because the media has been caught lying about him in the last week. But then George Soros has his own polling group through Daily Kos come out and put out basically a fake poll saying he's lost 17 points of support in the last 5 days. Just a complete hoax.
Well, you can expect that from George Soros, who, for your listeners who don't know, that he appealed and was still convicted of stock fraud and market manipulation in France. And he paid an outrageous fine. They should have put him in jail. Had he not been a top member of the Illuminati, he would have ended up in jail.
All right, Bob, stay there. Can you do a few more segments with us?
Of course.
All right, we're going to open the phones up for Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231. Bunch of other news coming up straight ahead. Final hour, only 70 seconds away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.